Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really, really
well,
Gwyneth.
I'm sorry, I meant to email you back.
No problem.
I want to explain why. I've been digging a rice paddy here on the farm, and it's been a monumental effort. I've been doing it with my spade. I will have to send you a photo of my efforts, of my rice paddy digging efforts. This is for growing a rice crop, R-I-C-E. Okay, so because I got to a point and I realized just this afternoon that I've been working on this project for about 2 or 3 weeks. But each terrace of this paddy is absolutely a monumental effort, and you'll see what I mean when you see the photos of it. But I just realized, because, you know, there's springs popping up all over the place on this land. And, you know, that the penny finally dropped this afternoon, that this is actually an ecology here, called, up on the hillside anyway, called an upland bog. And I don't know if you know what an upland bog is. But sometimes you get a bog forms on a hillside, and the water, it finds a hollow in the hillside, and it can't really go anywhere, so it just sort of sits there. And it actually, you would think of bogs as forming in lowland places, but sometimes they actually do form on hillsides. And it's a particular kind of ecosystem that develops in these upland bogs. And I was walking on my land, and I mean, I've been living here for 9 years, but, you know, noticing the springs form for about the last, you know, few years since, I've been working and doing this work. But I noticed the penny finally dropped this afternoon that previously this land had formed an upland bog, and what somebody in the past had done was they had bulldozed channels into an up and down slope on the hillside to drain the hillside, and it had really messed up the whole water table and ecology of the whole landscape. And the story goes that prior to about the 1990s, there was actually a flowing river down in the valley. But sometime in the 1990s, that river dried up. The stream in the valley dried up. And it had been dry or only flowing in the winter ever since. For about the first 5 years that we were here, it never flowed. And for about the last 3 or 4 years, it's been flying every winter, and stronger and stronger. I think that a lot of people have been doing this sort of work on their farms, and that's the reason why the creek is coming back. But, yeah, that's what I've been doing is putting swales in across these canals that were bulldozed down the hill to make the land into an upland bog again, and then to keep the land useful and productive, sowing these terraces that are formed by the berms and the swales that I've been putting in, sowing them with brown rice from the supermarket. And I've done my research and I've found that people are sprouting brown rice to eat. And I thought, gosh, if you can sprout brown rice to eat, I'll bet you if I sowed it up on my paddock that I'll get a rice crop. So I just sowed it yesterday or the day, yesterday or Monday. I can't remember. But anyway, I sowed it. And so I'll keep you posted on how that goes. But it's been quite stonkering work. That
sure.
means that's an Aussie term. It means it's been quite exhausting work to do.
Yeah.
Because it's a big task and I'm doing it with my spade. Does that
well,
make
you sound,
sense?
You sound great. You sound great. You sound really healthy.
I've had a few hours sleep. I've had a few hours sleep since then.
Gwyneth, we have... We have a caller on the line, Herman. Herman, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Good morning, Vincent. That's Daisy, my shepherd. Gwyneth, nice to meet you. It's a pleasure. I've been listening for years. And Vincent says...
Oh, good to meet you again.
Yeah, I went out with an Aussie girl for quite some time. She always called me a wombat, which I thought was hilarious. But I listened to Vincent, and he asked, how can he do things better? How can he make the show better? Is anyone out there listening? And has anyone benefited? And I have to apologize. For years, I meant to call in, and I finally got a chance to meet Lou Cassidy and shared my success thanks to Vincent, USA Prepares, and listening to you. And the only thing I could come up with to make the show better was to make better communication through the phone lines, so maybe a landline for you. So we'll talk about that some other time very soon. And just to let Vince know that he's done so much, and in my case, he actually saved one of my family members' lives. And it was through Dr. Sheely.
Oh, wow.
And Dr. Soren, yeah. And I'm kind of adopted the same way Dr. Sheely adopted Sergey Soren. It's kind of the same. There's so many parallels in our lives. Vincent will be talking about something that I'll be doing at the exact same time. It's uncanny. It's hard to explain. It kind of connects everything together to make me feel like we're doing this the right way, because what's coming is so unimaginably horrible. And Vincent gives the radio listeners and the community something no other show gives. The ability to call in, you know, I love Mike Adams. He just had a Leo Zagami interview about Italy and all that, but you can't really call into Mike Adams, even though I know his staff and I support their Health Ranger store a lot. But Vincent, he gives so much technical detail, and the people he has on, I love Friday's show with Bert Bertone. He's great. I love instructor Amit and Arjun. You know, I told Vincent I listened to the show twice, except with Amit, it's times four. I have to go back and hear what he said. But Vincent connected me to call Dr. Sheely.
Oh.
That's my dog, Daisy, talking shepherd. And Dr. Sheely convinced Richard and Soren to go get catheterization, and he found out he had a 90% blockage. He ended up with a quintuple bypass, and it saved his life. So Vincent connected
wow.
me to Dr. Sheely, to Dr. Soren, and it saved his life. So Vincent, thank you from the bottom of my heart for that.
You're certainly welcome. And Dr. Sheely saved my life, literally, because I had been on the air with him many times. I had a consultation with him, and it was high speed. I was, you know, I got a a survey, a health survey, filled it out, faxed it back to the office. And what Dr. Shealy does is looks at your condition and what you say about your health based on this multi-page questionnaire. So he knows the patient before the patient goes in to meet with him. And so he studies that, and then he talks to you. He can do this on the phone. And then he has a pretty good idea of what is necessary and what the regimen should be. And that's what happened with me. I followed the regimen and the protocol very strictly, and it absolutely positively worked. And it's the same regimen, it's the same protocol that he's been saying on air for about 11 years that I've been with him on the air. So that's what he did for me. And I was really in a downward spiral through modern medicine, you know, hospital-type medicine, and it was killing me, literally killing me. And I was on azithromycin, 250 milligrams every other day for life, and it was destroying my immune system. So Dr. Shealy got me off that. He got me off the prednisone that I was prescribed, and I feel great. I mean, literally, I'm doing things that my pulmonologist can't believe. I'm 70 years old. Every time she sees me for a checkup, she says, no one would believe you're 70 years old with the things that you do, the way you look. So he is right. So, Herman, exclamation point on what you just said. Dr. Shealy and Dr. Soren are just brilliant. And we are fortunate to have both of them as senior faculty here at USA Prepares.
Yeah, it literally saved Richard's life and helped me, too, so much. And I don't want to take away from Gwyneth's time, but, Gwyneth, I'd like to talk to you, maybe email back and forth and see if we can get a landline for you so that you have great communication, because there's really nothing else I can think of on Vincent's show to make it better. The people that you're helping, like me, that had never called in, we're out there. There's a lot of us. But I think people are shy, but the amount of detail that you give, Vincent, is so important. And to connect me to Lou Cassidy and just all the rest of the people, like I need nickel iron batteries for my solar trailer, Lou was right there. So thank you. God bless you. And I hope to meet and talk to Gwyneth by email soon. Okay?
So, well, that would be great. I would really appreciate that help. Thank you very much for that.
Is there anything else? I mean, I'll be happy to call it another time, but I don't want to take away from when it's time. Okay?
Herman, thank you so much. And, class, I got a call from Lou Cassidy. And Mrs. Finelli said Lou's on the phone, so I jumped on the phone. And Lou had a three-way call with Herman. And we got a chance to talk for, I don't know, maybe close to an hour, and it was a wonderful, wonderful conversation. It's really nice to know, and it's really nice for the other instructors to know that their research, the time that they take away from their families to be on the air, is not just going up in smoke. People are actually paying attention and taking control of their own lives and becoming less dependent on the system. And, Herman, it was very interesting. This morning, Mrs. Finelli and I were talking, and she was looking at the news while I was having breakfast. And she was reading the news. And she was looking at Florida. And we came up with, wow, people have really entrapped themselves into a system where they have really no control. They have no control of the electricity. They have no control of their water supply. They are at the mercy of supermarkets, and they've done it to themselves. Herman, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. God bless.
Not high with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and her property developed some springs, which is wonderful. And she's experimenting with growing brown rice from the supermarket. So, Gwyneth, my understanding is that you need to have a lot of water when you grow rice, and that you should soak the seeds for about 12 hours, but less than 36 hours before you plant them. And they need to be pretty moist, in moist soil. Is that what you're doing?
Well, that's what the soil's like here at this time of year for at least two or three. It should be like that for at least another 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
According to previous years, and you know, this is. I was looking at the soil one day, and I had this mind of putting this, you know, terrace system in a year or two ago, and this year I just turned around and said, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put the terraces in on this place because the water just it is a bog. But it's a bog in the middle of a channel, okay? So the water is always flowing down the hill. So me building the berms across the channel is holding the water in and making it into the sort of terrace that you might see somewhere in Southeast Asia. Not quite as big, but, you know, still pretty big. Considering that the whole thing's been put in with a spade and you couldn't get machinery in there. The machinery would bog. But yeah, this is it, and it's an experiment. But if it works, it's definitely going to be worth it. To be able to grow rice on this place would be fantastic. It really would be fabulous. And even if I can't grow rice, then I would still be able to grow other crops, like arrowroot is another crop that I grow here. And there's other plants as well. The interesting thing about arrowroot is that this is like, you know, the arrowroot biscuits that you buy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I found out what plant arrowroot flour comes from. And I began to grow it. And I got really good at growing it. And now I've got hundreds of them, hundreds and hundreds of them. And they're at various places on my land. And the thing is that it's not a plant that is well known to most people, but it's edible, it's delicious. You can actually eat the whole plant. And so if anyone wants to go and research what that is, it's called Canna edulis. And whenever you see that word edulis in a Latin name of a plant, that means chewing, okay? So canna, chewing, meaning edible, eating. And if you ever see that in a plant name, well, there are some exceptions. There's a particular herb that's out there that's actually a, you know, it's an Arabian tea drug. It's just got the name edulis on the end of it, so I wouldn't recommend necessarily cultivating that one. But Canna edulis is the canna lily, and it's also known as arrowroot, and it has an edible rhizome. The rhizomes grow to be large. They are a bulk plant, but they can also withstand drying out completely for months on end. And when that happens, they die down to their tuber under the ground. And as soon as it starts raining again, within a month, they'll send up a new shoot. And, you know, within about 2 or 3 months, you'll never realize that there was ever a problem. And that is the sort of plant that I need to grow here, because if it does dry out, it's not the end of the world. It's perennial. And you put it in once, and you can keep harvesting it, within reason, of course. You don't want to exhaust the patch. You don't want to harvest more than it would produce. But this is the sort of farming that I do here. And it's, you know, I know that you have another USA Prepares instructor called Marjorie Wildcraft. Well, that's the sort of farming that I do here is called wildcrafting. That means trying to look at the environment to see what would actually grow there.
Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness is being challenged in court as unconstitutional. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor at King's College.
I don't know how this is constitutional. I mean, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but there is no way that the president of the United States can make a half-trillion-dollar decision about somebody else's debt. It's ridiculous.
As advertised, Hurricane Ian has become a major Category 4 storm ahead of its expected landfall along Florida's west coast, with catastrophic winds and life-threatening storm surge happening later Wednesday. At 5 a.m. Eastern, Ian is roughly 75 miles southwest of Naples, Florida, packing maximum sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. So this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class. In the front of the classroom is Gwyneth Isaacs. She's an author. And she lives in Australia on a farm that she operates herself with hand tools. And she just described something that's absolutely extraordinary. And there's a single thread that runs through what she's saying that we have been discussing here at USA Prepares for years. Actually, as long as we've been broadcasting this classroom. And that is the necessity of food and why you should make that a high priority. Maybe your number one priority right after water. And she's doing something with food that's truly extraordinary, growing rice. Now, think about this. Who have you heard on any radio broadcast anywhere in the world describing the process for growing rice for your own needs, for your own sustenance, for your own survival? I submit to you that no one has brought that to the fore. No one. And why? Many reasons. One, it's hard. Two, it's hard. Three, it's hard. There's nothing easy about growing rice. But it can save your life. And so Gwyneth is talking about diversity of food, growing crops that you actually can raise, process, store, and eat. Gwyneth, I've got to tell you, this is germane to the discussion. We have planted pear trees many, many years ago here at the farm, and this is the first year we've actually had real fruit. The pears from our pear tree taste way better, more flavorful, if you want to use that expression, than any pear I've ever had anywhere in my entire life or at any time. We also grew a watermelon in our garden. We just got one because of the drought, but we got one sugar baby watermelon. It had more flavor, more red color than any supermarket watermelon or any farmer's market watermelon I've ever seen. I think we have been conned into thinking that those hot house, as my dad used to call them, hot house tomatoes, are real tomatoes. If you have a tomato that you grow in your garden with organic soil, with organic fertilizer, with wood ashes from real wood, not green, copper, and arsenic-treated wood, but real wood ashes from trees, and natural lime, and organic compost, you should be surprised at the difference in the flavor of what you grow. You'll be shocked. You'll be thinking, why did you think that those red round things were tomatoes when what you grew tastes completely different? The texture's different. They're not mealy. It's not like eating slushy cardboard that you get from the stores. I'm not kidding. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah, I've got a comment that especially in our climate, which is semi-arid, and probably your climate this year, which has been pretty arid, when you grow your own food, the food is so much more full of flavor that your jaws get a workout. They really get to properly work because, you know, the food actually has texture. It's had to fight for its life all the way through, and it's so delicious, but it's chewy, and I think that, it can often be chewy, I suppose, depending where you live. But around here, it is. And like I say, you've just got to consider, you've got to look at your own land and consider and research the crops that you're intending to grow and the various methods for growing them and how they used to be grown before agricultural machines were grown or, you know, made. And you've got to think what you're doing. You've actually got to use that you know, few quarts of volume that's between your ears and behind your eyes. You've actually got to use that. And to think, what am I going to do with X piece of land on my farm? And with this bog, it was like, I was like, man, this does this every single year. It goes like this. It just turns into a bog and it flows down the hill and it just, you know, goes into nothing. And you couldn't do anything with it. It's full of clay. And then, you know, the last, I think it was last year or the year before, the light went on and I thought, hang on, I could turn this into a terrace and I could actually have this as a water storage area on my farm. And not only that, a recharge area for springs further down the hill. And so this year, I finally got to and began doing it. And, you know, digging out the terraces was only half the job because the other half of the job was clearing the scrub that had been growing on there, which is a type of native bush that's here that really, it's really good for starting fires. You know, as in kindling. It's not much good for anything else. So it's called Chinese scrub. And so if you go onto your favorite search engine and type in Chinese scrub Victoria, then you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It doesn't make anything. It just, you know, it's just there on the land and it grows like a weed all over this place, all over most of the uncultivated land around here. And putting in these terraces has involved pulling up by hand this Chinese scrub across the swath that I intend to excavate with my spade. And it's been hard work because to clear the section of land that I intend to excavate is a day's work all on its own. And then to form the terrace is usually 2 days' work. And the second day, I'm usually digging with my feet in the water. So it's not easy, but it's worth it because it's always going to be there. Once you do this sort of excavation on your land, you don't have to do anything. It's just going to be there and it's just going to work and it's just going to do what you've designed it to do if you've done the design properly in the first place. You know, so this is it. And like I say, the idea is to have multiple bog-type plants growing on the land, some of them annual, some of them perennial, and the type of farming that I do, I think that this year I've sown the rice too thickly, and I think that I'm going to have to go through later and dig it up and thin it out and transplant it. That's although I've run out of seed because I sowed it too thickly because this was my first year doing it. I'm going to keep on forming the terraces down the hillside, and when the time comes to thin it out, I will have a place to plant the thinnings in the terraces lower down the hill. But you've got to realize, you know, I was thinking the other day when I was working, because, you know, most of my work around here is manual, and like you've got tractor therapy, I've got shovel therapy or spade therapy. That's when I do my thinking. Just digging, 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 and then doing some more digging. And you get into a flow of the work and you really don't notice it after a while. But that's when I do my thinking. And one part of the thinking that I was doing, what was I going to say? I've forgotten. Oh, I guess
I've got a comment.
Yeah,
I've got a comment about what you've been saying. I believe you said something akin to do the thing right in the first place. And you are absolutely right. And it's hard. It literally is harder because you have to stop flitting from shiny thing to shiny thing to shiny thing. You actually have to concentrate on what it is you're doing and plan it. And You know, my family will come into the studio and they'll look at me and I'll have my head facing a piece of paper down on the studio desk. I'll have a pencil and I'll be writing in a notebook. And Mrs. Finelli will say, "What are you doing?" And I'll say, "I'm thinking." Like, I'm designing a chicken coop, or I'm designing a solar array, or I'm designing a gate latch. And yesterday, I was thinking about, I was in a truck with our son. And in between conversation items, I was thinking about HHO gas, Brown's gas. And I was thinking, I was looking at the, he has a 1999 Dodge pickup truck. There's two of them, one gas and one diesel. And I was thinking we could get this miles per gallon. We're pulling a trailer. We're getting about 14 to 15 miles per gallon, which I think is lousy. And I was thinking we should put in a HHO gas generator. But we want to control the amount of the gas manually. And I came up with a couple designs, and I explained them to him as he was driving. And I thought, no, you know what? There's a better way. And he said, "Dad, there's got to be a better way." And I said, "Yeah, and I know what it is. I know what it is. We need to control the current. And I know the guy who can do this, Lou Cassidy. Lou Cassidy has already made a device to control current. But we need to control more current, you know, a larger amount of amperes rather than milliamperes." And so I'm thinking about how to do this right the first time to minimize the number of prototypes that we might go through. And then I was thinking another thing. And the problem that I, Vincent Finelli, has is I come up with ideas that are on the macro side. The micro side I'm not so good at, but the macro side I am. So I had another idea about soap. I want to make soap. But I don't want to make regular soap. There's a special kind of soap that I want to make that's natural that I think we can make. And it's hardly out in the market. I just did the research. But I can't do that. Write the book, do the campsite, and the farming, and the, you know, and the HHO generator. All these things I want to do, I can't do them because there's not enough time. So I don't know what the answer is. The answer is either time division, multitask, or stop everything and just do one thing. And also we do the broadcast. So, Gwyneth, you're absolutely right about doing it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, it's kind of simple when you think about it. Our message is to become as independent from all of the systems as possible. To generate your own electricity, to service your own vehicles and equipment, to reduce the amount you have to pay in taxes by changing strategies, by following the rules, playing by the rules, but using the rules to your advantage. That means moving to a lower cost of living area. That means paying less real estate taxes because you don't live in a development or a neighborhood. You move to a farm where real estate taxes are lower. There are a lot of things that you can do to get more control of your life. And that's what all of your instructors are pursuing. A better quality of life through innovation, inventions. And if you think about it, I'm trying to think of a single instructor at USA Prepares who does not innovate. There's not one. Not one instructor who is not an innovator. Gwyneth is an innovator. Bert's an innovator. Greg. Rich. Dr. Sheely. Sergey. Kathy. All of us. We're all innovators. Sharon. Kyle. Every single one of us is an innovator. We're thinking about better ways of doing the things that we think need to be done. Frugal ways. Simple ways. Now, it doesn't mean they're easy. But we tried it. Lou Cassidy. All of us. We're figuring out better ways. And it's working. And you know, if you think about it, what we've been saying for all these years is really right. And the people who thought that we're a bunch of nuts, I think they're figuring out that actually we weren't. You know, heating with wood. Gwyneth heats with wood. Kyle heats with wood. We heat with wood. Other instructors heat with wood. Why would you not? If you can get free wood, why would you not heat with wood? Because if you have a supply of wood on your farm, you're not dependent on the electrical grid. Do you know that in California, the governor has just banned new gas-burning furnaces for heating in California? So by 2030, you will not be able to buy a new gas furnace in California. So what does that really mean? Well, it sounds like propane. It sounds like natural gas. What about the natural gas infrastructure that's already in place in California? And just let that rot? Since they're not going to be putting any new appliances in that are gas? That sounds like, to me, sounds like gas hot water. Sounds like gas heating equipment. So really, what does that mean? I guess that means an electric hot water heater. I guess that means an electric heating system, like a heat pump or resistive heating, which means that you are absolutely positively locked into the grid, right? And if the grid goes down, you've got what? Nothing. That's beyond insanity. Now, in Europe, we just learned that Nord Stream 1 was shut down. Nord Stream 2 was just blown up. That means that gas, natural gas to Poland and the UK has stopped. So now what is it? Now what happens? Well, where's that heat going to come from? Is everybody just going to freeze to death this winter? I don't think so. Maybe they'll have some portable electric heaters, and the grid in the UK is substandard anyway. And that can't support the demand that's going to be placed on it. So people are thinking about wood heating. They're going to cut down all the forests. You won't see a stick of wood anywhere after this winter. And natural gas is going to be pressurized, liquefied, put in tankers from the United States and other countries and shipped there. It already is. So now our price of natural gas is going to go up. Our price of propane is going to go up. And so is everybody else's. All because of what Russia did. And whoever blew up Nord Stream 2. That's pretty serious. We're destroying the planet. Think about that.
I'd like to comment, Vincent.
Yeah, please do.
I'd like to make a comment here.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard, because I listen to a lot of talk radio. That's the other thing that I do when I'm out and about in the paddock. So I'll download some, usually American radio shows. I think there's one Australian radio show that I listen to. Most of them are American. And one of them was saying that there's people, Germans. Now, Germans, they love their forests. They go into their forests and they walk in the forest. They have a great reverence for their forests, and it goes back thousands of years. They are saying that Germans now have been going into their forests and cutting down multiple hundred-year-old trees with chainsaws. And they're doing
so
that
is IKEA.
Now, and they're doing it illegally.
And they're doing it for wood for IKEA furniture in Germany. We'll be right back.
They're doing it for...
He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.